And we're joined now by John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The newest iPhone did not get great reviews before it was released, but the general public apparently thinks it's pretty good, John.
Well, they indeed did. In fact, Apple stock was just screaming up yesterday. It was up over $23 a share, about 5%. Why? Well, because iPhones, Apple set a record. They sold 9 million of those new iPhones in a three-day period. Reportedly, lines were around the block in many stores around the world, and it lifted the entire company's market cap by several billion dollars. Now, it's interesting that on the same day that Apple got this great news about the demand for the new iPhone, that kind of the death knell rang for another company, BlackBerry. Now, you may remember way back when, before everybody had a smartphone, either an Android phone or an Apple iPhone, that the thing that really cool people had was the BlackBerry. In fact, I remember some corporate guys having it, and it was so complicated I couldn't even use it. Well, BlackBerry is dead in the water. After a last-ditch effort to stay competitive in the smartphone market failed, they agreed yesterday to go private. They're going to be acquired by their largest shareholder, Fairfax Holdings, which is a Canadian, basically, hedge fund. They're going to take the company private for $9 a share. It's about $4.7 million. Now, there may be other bidders. In fact, the market thinks there may be if you look at where the stock's trading, because it was close yesterday above $9 a share, which would imply there's more people will come out of the woodwork to try to buy the company and take it private and then fix its problems outside of the public eye being a publicly traded company. Yesterday, the Dow was down about 50 points. Futures are flat to slightly down around the world this morning. The world still can't quite figure out what the Fed said last week. And, of course, I'm tired of talking about the Fed, but unfortunately, this is a credit-driven economy and a credit-driven world, and the Fed is in control of everything. They're driving the train. Let's talk about a couple of companies that have made announcements. CarMax, now not to be confused with Bentonville-based America's CarMart. CarMax, they're a much bigger competitor, announced this morning record second quarter profits and result sales were up 18%. They sold 3.25 billion worth of used cars. Financing income, where they make a lot of their money financing what they sell, up 12%. Now, this is a company that has an $11 billion market cap based in Richmond, Virginia. It's interesting that both of the publicly traded used car dealers are doing so well in spite of the fact that new car sales are doing well. And in spite of the fact that the average age of the American fleet right now is the highest it's ever been, about 11 years is what experts tell us. That's the average age of the car you see on the street. And another aftermath of the Fed tapering, talking about tapering, interest rates going up. We know mortgage rates have gone up substantially since, say, March and April. Well, we're seeing now a collapse in mortgage jobs. In fact, Wells Fargo had announced they were getting rid of about 4,800 employees, most of those mortgage people in their mortgage division. But now Citigroup announces yesterday they're going to cut 1,000 mortgage jobs. And get this, 760 of those jobs are just in Las Vegas, another 100 of them at their Citigroup site in Irving, Texas. That's about 8% of their 13,000 jobs that are in their mortgage division. Demand for mortgages collapsing because of the uptick in rates, because of Mr. Bernanke's talking about Fed tapering. And, of course, it's also expected that that will impact negatively the third quarter earnings of these mega banks because they make so much money from their mortgage division.
And we've been looking at the home sales going up in the past here recently, but it's certainly affected that.
Well, clearly the interest rate is one of the true factors in whether or not people buy or upgrade or refi. Mortgage rates are up and applications are down.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. We're looking to get the latest news from him each weekday. You can get your own news from him just by calling him or visiting with him. He's with Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. His phone number is 479-782-2527. And you can email John. He'd love to hear from you by email at johntaylor@sternagee.com.